Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com/speakon11. I am the Lauder Hill Legend with all the trending topics in the world of sports here with my co-host Sally, Cornell, and Cleon. Y'all say what's up to everybody, please.
Hurry up. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, I know. We get called. You know, last week somebody called us a bootleg-ass dysfunctional show. And we'll get back to that in a minute. But tonight, we want to talk about the NFL, Frank Gore, Johnny Manziel, Pierre Paul, and who I think is the greatest quarterback to come out in the last 10 years, Sam Darnold. Also, we're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about N'Kosi Perry and Lorenzo Lingard for the University of Miami, the mighty, mighty University of Miami Hurricanes. And also, on to the NBA, LeBron James has cemented his legacy as a Hall of Fame player that gets his steak cut when he goes to Prime 112, but is he also a coach killer, ladies and gentlemen? Is he a coach also in the Spurs and the Kawhi standoff in the NCAA tournament, who absolutely nobody is watching? Cornell, are you watching the NCAA tournament?
Man, I don't even like college basketball. I'd rather go watch AAU ball, man.
Let's go right into it. Let's not even take a break. I want to ask you that. Let's start with that NCAA basketball. I have to agree with you on this. I think NCAA basketball is like bah humbug. Give me your thoughts on why it's going there. Why is it?
Well, I don't blame them kids for doing what. I wish they didn't have to go to college, to be honest. But
what?
I wish they can just go straight from high school to the NBA, you know, like it used to be. But you can.
You can go straight, can't you? What's that?
You gotta be at least 1 year removed from high school.
And 19 years old.
You know, if the best players on the court are freshmen, and they don't care to be there. Now, back in the day, you know, you got to at least know the players. They stayed for at least 2 years, 2 to 3 years, and you got to watch them grow. Now, you know. It's if you good enough, you go to school. That kid from Arizona, he the best player in college basketball.
He don't
care about winning no national championship. He just really they buying their time to go to the league. I don't think it's good basketball.
That's why you get
like a team that's really less talented, but they got older players. They got juniors and seniors, and they beat them talented freshmen because they done played together long.
Yeah, true. That's why if I had to put my money on someone to win, it would be the Duke Blue Devils, as always. Put my money on the mighty, mighty Duke Blue Devils. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. And I told y'all that with Coach K and my reasoning behind why I think Coach K is the greatest basketball coach to ever live. But like I said, number one, Coach K, he don't recruit no players that whine, number one. That's the first thing. So if you're doing all that whining in AAU, he don't recruit you. Number two, if you don't come from a strong family, he don't mess with you either.
He done started bending that time because he got to get with the program.
I know where you're going with Grayson. You're talking about with Grayson, what's his name, right?
No. I ain't talking about Grayson. They wouldn't even recruit one and done players.
Yeah, he wouldn't. But, yeah, Kyrie was the kind of like the first one that did it with him.
Before that wasn't the first one.
No, I said Kyrie opened up the floodgate. You can go back.
That was what's his name. What's his name was the first one? Keon Doolin, buddy. He was the first one.
Who?
Keon Doolin, boy. What's his name? The one played for the Clippers with Doolin. He was the first one to ever do that.
Quentin Richardson.
No, not him. Before that, he ran the time with Doolin when Doolin was in college. He played
it was kind of unheard of back then. You know, Duke wasn't recruiting the one and done players. Calipari was the first that started really doing that.
And they don't recruit kids from a two parent home. It was his other thing. He liked to get them two parent home kids.
He didn't say that. He said a strong family upbringing. See, that's y'all
that's what he hit.
No. And everybody that he had or have had has come from two parent homes.
The first one that would go out. I looked it up. It's Corey Maggette. Corey Maggette was the first one to go out now. And he ain't had none of that. See what I'm saying? He ain't had none of that. Yeah, I know. I told you were the first one. Maggette.
But Tommy, you take the exception and try to make it the rule.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying.
But for the most part, that's what he did. He recruited kids from two parent homes. He ain't recruiting no kid that think he gonna stay there for 1 year and he leave. That's how you recruit it until recent times. once Calipari started doing it, he the one set it on fire. You got to keep up with the times. If you don't, you know, you ain't going to win.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I see what you're saying. And he's had a lot of success doing that, obviously. Last I checked, he got more championships than pretty much anybody else that's coaching, right?
Well, right now, I don't even think them kids care about no championship.
What a coach!
I think they just, hey man, what's the quickest way I can get to the league? We win or not? As long as I put up 20 and what, however many rebounds and assists, and I'm a lottery pick, that's all I care about.
Yeah, but everybody ain't gonna do that, you know. So it's got to be somebody.
These new AAU kids, they don't care, man. They announcing they get in the new draft. Damn, they're at halftime. Soon as the game over, I'm going to the draft.
Corey Maggette came from a two family home. His mother is Marguerite Maggette, and his father's name is Jimmy Maggette. He came from
I'm
a two family home.
I'm talking about they
home.
Went early. That's what I said. He was the first one to go early. That's what I said.
Yeah, he was one of the first. But I, no, but you talk. But look at the but look at the gap between him and Kyrie. That's what I'm talking about. Look at the gap between him and Kyrie. As far as when Kyrie
yeah,
is.
Google boy, get him clear.
You know he said
he opened
family
it up.
Upbringings. He said strong family upbringing. See, y'all are taking it somewhere else. He said that's
well,
not no two parent home. He
name
said,
the one. Name one of the ones that don't got a two parent.
Y'all can't
home.
Y'all can't find that quote like Sally can't find the quote where Tommy Hilfiger said he hates black people.
What?
You ain't gonna. They go to dogs.
There they
y'all,
go.
Y'all,
who let the dogs out?
They go to dogs. But
don't make
like,
me pull.
Like
don't
say.
Make me pull files. Don't make me pull files. I'ma find it just because you challenged me. Don't play with me.
Like I was saying, NCAA basketball is boring, and it's gonna remain very boring because you got all these other outlets with the NBA, and then you got some of these kids like. LeVar Ball, them kids going to play overseas already, and you. I think those kids do that. I don't blame them for that either. I don't because they already are financially set. I mean, college for them is an option; it's not a requirement. You know,
they should start doing that, in college football, 2 year max. If you get enough out of your sophomore year, go to the league.
You think your body ready though? That's my thing.
Why not? Look at someone. I guarantee you, what's the name? Could have probably came right out of high school and went to the NFL. Adrian Peterson.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But I know you should have been
bang up your body for 3 years, and now you're going to the NFL.
I know one that's in the league now, and he wouldn't have been out of high school, and that's Bobby Hart. You know, Bobby Hart is in the league now, but no way he would have been ready right out of high school.
Well, everybody ain't gonna be ready, you know. But them hits count in college too, man. Them concussions count in college.
Yeah, true. It's a good argument. I mean, it's a good argument there. I have to give you that one, but when it comes to you got to look at other sports though. Take a look at tennis, take a look at golf, take a look at baseball, take a look at hockey. All of those sports right there, you can go right out of high school. You ain't even got to play high school.
You know what it is.
Not necessarily. I'm not going to say that. Because for football, you have to physically be sound, okay? Who can you name that we came up with in talent-rich Broward County that was physically sound enough to play in the NFL at the age of
19 years? Tommy, I done seen some of them. They look big on TV. I done seen some of these cornerbacks look like, hey, man. Yeah, if you shake them down, you can sign them up for Little League football.
But he still got to go up against offensive linemen, and he got to tackle running backs.
It depends on the position. Cornerback, wide receiver, running back.
I think it's some kids
that can do that.
I don't think, but answer my question. Ain't nobody answer my question. Who did you all see that was physically sound enough, coming out of high school, 18, 19 years old, that could not do anything on kind of man?
You think Henry Crockett was
ready to play pro out of high school?
Well, no, I think it's more mental. I don't think they mentally ready, but physically,
his body was physically sound enough.
Yeah.
I don't think his body was physically sound. I think Richard McKenzie and Sterling Palmer was.
What position do you think would be the first? Would be the most likely position you think to be able to make the jump from high school to pros? Because I would say
a receiver.
So I think
a running back.
So what about
running
Benny
back?
Blades, then? What about no?
What about
no?
What about Benny Blades? I never saw Benny Blades in high school.
You never saw Benny and Michael and all in that Piper?
I saw Michael Irvin. I said, I ain't never seen Benny Blades.
At St. Thomas, huh?
Yeah, of course. Where else? There ain't no other high school to go see back then.
Well, he was at Piper.
Man, don't get him started on that.
Did he say Piper?
Yeah, Michael Irvin came from Piper High School.
Where did he end
up?
Well,
he graduated from where?
Don't be mad. When y'all get to talking about BA, don't nobody say nothing on this show. Huh. Nobody.
Yes, y'all do.
And we had more people.
Yes, y'all do.
We had more people from BA on this show than anybody.
That's
right. More people from BA been on here than any high school. So
notice y'all two, the only two talking, me and Carnell, that then pushed on.
I'm done with the St. Thomas talk, man.
Well, look how fast they learn. It's not what they say about y'all public school children. Y'all learn fast.
Hey, but in all seriousness, though, anybody that I have not seen anybody that can physically have their body ready to play NFL football at high school. And that was just my personal. The only people that would come to my mind would be Richard McKenzie and Sterling Palmer, who were two of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life play football.
Sterling Palmer was like a tower. He was huge.
And Richard McKenzie was right next to him. So those are the two, in my opinion, personally. I don't know. And then both of them ended up playing in the NFL anyway. So whatever happened.
Whatever happened with him, though, I don't even remember hearing any
that subject, of that. That's subject for another show. We'll leave that.
Where are they now?
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we should do that as Ghost of Broward County football. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll
let's have a throwback Thursday one night.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Do that for Ghost of Broward County football. But, yeah, that was just one of my points. I just wanted to see what y'all had to say about that, and then college basketball, moving on to pros and all of that. And like I say, you just look at these other sports. You got tennis, you got golf, you got hockey, you got what else? Help me out, Cornell. You know all
baseball.
Those
other you got baseball. All major sports, except for the two sports that's dominated by the people with the most melanin in their skin.
Which ones are that? Hockey? Like, what you talking about? Golf? Badminton? Lacrosse?
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, y'all. I'm trying to make.
Hey,
hold on, before we take the quick break,
they got to thank for us, and they got to control it. We ain't smart enough to handle that kind of money at a young age. So, go ahead. Take a break.
Well, like I said, I was trying to bait them in to get some get some radio points that look like it was working. We're going to take a quick break, though, everybody. we 20 minutes into the hour. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Hey.
We right back. We live from 19th and 31st.
Where they sleep at? They sleep.
We live from 19th and 31st.
One time for Westwood.
Yeah. You know that's a lot of hills down, Clee. It'll forever be Westwood. But
no, that's Westwood. I don't subscribe to that. That's Westwood.
That's
home,
yeah,
of that's
Mike Lockett. That's where you buy. We fry.
That's
yeah,
from
man.
Mike
shout
Lockett.
To,
one time for Westwood.
Yeah, shout out. We giving shout outs, man. Shout out to Mike Lockett. Shout out to my friend
Mike
Jay Flores. Shout out to everybody, man. Just we doing our shout outs. Let's do them now. But like I was saying, going back, taking a look at South Florida sports, we got an icon coming back to South Florida now. And he did 14 seasons in the league on the West Coast, basically, and then in the Midwest. And now Frank Gore is coming back to Miami, to the Miami Dolphins, for his 15th season. He's had over 1,000 yards rushing in each one of his seasons, pretty much. So we welcome Frank Gore back. He was a he's a University of Miami icon, and he signed a one-year contract for over $1 million with the Miami Dolphins. Cleon, what's your thoughts on this? Should they have brought this man back?
No. I mean, I completely understand it.
Good Lord,
I completely understand what Miami is doing, but as a Dolphins fan, we don't need a 35-year-old running back in August to be the man for us. I just don't see it. He's not gonna go in the Hall of Fame as a Miami Dolphin. He's gonna go in the Hall of Fame as a 49er. I think we need to get younger. We getting older in all the wrong places at running back and wide receiver. We getting too old right now. I don't like it. I think we gonna suck, and I think he deserves better than what we gonna put him into. Yep. So that's
all right.
I mean he's what 47 yards from surpassing Curtis Martin for fourth all time. So yeah, he is going to the Hall, more than likely a first ballot guy. If not first ballot, definitely second. Yeah, I don't see how you can keep him out of it. But as a fan of the Dolphins, I want to see us get a little bit younger and a little bit hungrier as far as some guys. I know that we talked about getting Sony Michel if he was still available in the second or third round. That would be great. You know, now if they turn around and do something like that and draft a good running back like a Sony Michel or Nick Chubb or somebody like that, okay, well then I can say, okay, you got him on the mentor for folks. But right now, no, I don't like it.
Cornell, you got any thoughts about the Frank Gore?
It looked like a feel good story. Right.
Yeah.
So I like the running back we got now. I think that the guy Kenyon Drake, I think he's gonna be pretty good, man.
Well, you traded away the best running back. Let's just be honest. Let's talk about the Dolphins for a minute. They traded away the damn running back. The damn Ajayi.
I think this kid Kenyon Martin is gonna be better than him.
Kenyon Drake.
The problem with Drake
is his work habits and apparently his maturity aren't the greatest. He's not a true professional when he walks in the building. That's one of the knocks.
That's one of the reasons they brought Gore in to mentor him.
That's why I said I like it. I don't like it that much right now. But if we go and we get a Sony Michel or we get a Nick Chubb on top of that, now I like the move a whole lot more as a mentor. Because let's be honest, the odds of him if you got the Drake kid or Sony Michel or Nick Chubb on the roster, Frank Gore's not going to play that much. Let's just be completely honest about the situation. So if you got him in there as a mentor or whatever, that's great. But he's going into the Hall. I guarantee you his last contract will be with the San Francisco 49ers, and he'll go in the Hall of Fame as a 49er, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, he probably signed like a one-day contract with him.
Yeah.
And do it like that, but I think maybe he can mentor Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Drake. I like him.
Yeah.
He's one of the running backs that anytime he touched the ball, he can go the distance.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I think it's a sympathetic pick. I think it's like when I go to the basketball court now, and it's only 10 people out there, and I get picked last instead of them playing 4-on-4. It's a sympathetic pick. That's all it is. I'm just going to be honest with you.
So
I mean, sometimes
you think they're going to pay $1 million for sympathy?
I think the Dolphins are that stupid to do that because you just traded away a Pro Bowl running back. You traded him away, and you're doing this. It's a good story for South. It'll sell a few tickets. You're gonna have some Miami fans gonna go out there to see him and all this stuff, which amazes me because in my opinion, his career at the University of Miami was subpar.
He didn't live up to the hype at University of Miami.
His career was subpar. He got better in the pros. In the pros,
yeah,
he was good.
I mean, he had two bad knee injuries though. But you know,
he's a feel good story.
His best year to me was his freshman year when he averaged about 10 yards a carry.
Well, they should have put him in that Ohio State game. I say that to this day. Forget the red shirt. They should have put him in. He gets those
Did they red shirt him that year?
Yeah, he was red shirt. And that was the thing. He was screaming on the sideline, F the red shirt, put me in. He was screaming. That's what the story goes, the narrative, y'all's narrative. Anyway, moving right along, Johnny Manziel throws at San Diego Pro Day before 13 scouts. How does he keep getting chances?
Why are we talking about this, John?
Why are we talking about John Manziel? I must agree with you on that. Why are we talking about John? This is about partying in Las Vegas. But he's getting the shot. Kaepernick has not thrown before anybody. Just throw that out there in case anybody was wondering.
Here comes
Shelly, did you hear me?
Here comes her segment. You don't like Kaepernick. You say
I never said I didn't like Colin Kaepernick. That's all you said. I said he wasn't as good as what folks are trying to make him out to be. He's not playing for a couple of reasons.
Is he good enough to be in the NFL?
As a backup.
I would say he's better than Ryan Tannehill right now.
I mean, I think Ryan Tannehill's a backup. I think he should be a backup. I'll take Mason Rudolph over Tannehill right now.
Well, you know who I think the number one quarterback in the draft is, and an AFL exec proved me right today. But I'm not going to even say nothing about Sam Darnold.
Everybody looked good throwing in shorts because it was raining. He the best quarter. They said the same thing about Andrew Luck.
I'm all right. And how has luck turned out?
Being hurt all
how
the time.
He
has
he
had
hurt
no
all
luck
time.
At all?
Is he
has
good?
Had no luck at all?
I don't know. He ain't played in about 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, please.
Well,
the best ability is availability, Tommy.
Oh, wait a minute. I like that. Run that back. What you said? The best ability is what? Confucius said.
Speaking of availability, there's always an available role as a coach on LeBron James' team, it seems like. Because he is considered a coach killer. Every coach that he takes, they get fired. Have y'all noticed that?
Woo.
Every coach he has gets fired.
Hold on. Ty Lue ain't got fired.
He leaves.
How many coaches Jordan killed before he got Phil Jackson?
One.
Two or three coaches.
Who was his rookie coach?
The man who bought his son. So Doug Collins coached him his rookie year.
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you that.
I don't think so. Doug Collins will probably play Michael Jordan rookie year.
No.
He wasn't playing there. He wasn't playing there.
His career.
And why you want to compare him to Jordan all the time? See?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Only you let your personal feelings get in the way.
No,
if you sit and watch basketball and you tell me that ain't the best all-around basketball player you ever seen, then I just know that's just your personal thing.
He ain't the best shooting guard.
He ain't no shooting guard.
I mean, but can I have a personal feeling on who my favorite players are? Because Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan are my favorite players. And Allen Iverson. But listen, and I'll put Kobe up against anybody.
LeBron better than Kobe.
Man, you crazy. Stop playing radio. You crazy.
Man.
LeBron a better ball player than Kobe.
There's no flaw in Kobe's game.
The flaw in his game is he don't make nobody better.
Why he got five championships then?
Because he was on a good team.
Because he was on the Lakers.
He was on good teams. He was one of the top dogs on the team. Was he the best player?
But he couldn't have done it alone.
No, he wasn't the best player. He wasn't the best player out of three of them championships.
I give you that. So for two of them, was he the best player on the team?
No doubt.
Was he the best player? Yes. So if he was on a good team, obviously he made the players better, right? Right?
Why do you think nobody didn't want to play with Kobe? Nobody didn't want to play with Kobe, Tommy.
Bad attitude. Hot dog.
This man got five championships, and y'all still can talk about he ain't done
it. I honestly think Kobe Bryant is a Michael Jordan with a better jump shot.
Kobe couldn't have done it alone.
Kobe shot the three better, right?
How many championships does LeBron have?
He got three.
How many times he been to the championship?
Let me ask you this, Tommy. Out of every team LeBron done beat in the championship, Jordan never beat a team that was close to the team LeBron beat in the championship.
That's your opinion because Utah Jazz.
No, that's a fact.
The Utah Jazz had two.
Well, the Utah Jazz better than the 73-9 Golden State Warriors.
I think they would have gave them a run for their money.
Hold on. Wait a second. Did you say that the caliber of team that LeBron is playing in the finals versus Jordan? Then the Showtime Lakers. Remember now, the first one he won was against the Lakers. Now,
yeah, and Magic was out of the league the next year. Magic was on the back end of his career.
You gotta leave the league at some point.
Let me ask you this. See, here's the thing with Michael Jordan fan. If I listen to y'all, he won a championship every year he was in the league. Y'all discount all them years before he didn't win no championship.
But you just discounted what you were talking about when we were talking about the college game as far as older players. Older players beating one and done players. So why is that not true in the NBA?
Well, it's a difference between a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old and a 30-some-odd-year-old and a 20-some-odd-year-old.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Part of it is how far you can see. No doubt, 100%. But I'm just saying. You said earlier on. You said in the same.
I'm telling you. I can name off. All the Hall of Famers, LeBron beat in the finals. And I guarantee you, it's more than anybody Jordan ever beat in the finals.
Well, he beat 2-on-1 team with Utah.
Okay.
LeBron beat
4-on-1 team.
Then he beat what's his name? He beat Charles Barkley though.
Come on, man. Charles Barkley on the Hall of Fame on that team.
He whooped Mutombo them, too.
Man, you don't make me hang up this damn phone.
He beat all of them. What you talking
about? Mutombo
ain't never played for no championship. What are you talking about?
Listen, ain't no player better than no Michael Jordan. There ain't gonna be no player better than Michael Jordan.
Well, then basketball won't never be.
That's just the end of that. Y'all really searching for that.
And if you really want to be honest, Tommy, the best player to ever play basketball is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Don't you start this foolishness.
How about throwback?
Man, you know what they would do to him. You know what Sergio would do to Kareem right now, huh? You know what Ibaka would do to him, and what's the boy from the Clippers? You know what they would do to Kareem. Do you know what they would do to Kareem right now? How big and strong they are. Come on, man. You put Jordan in any era, and he is.
So you saying Kareem could play in this era?
No,
Kareem played in about 3 to 4 eras, man. What are you talking about?
Kareem ain't going to stand up. What's that boy name from?
Wasn't the game more physical then?
Not down low.
Yeah, definitely.
How can you tell me what Ibaka do to Kareem when they played in a physical league? Now you can't hardly touch nobody. But Ibaka would do something to Kareem when he stayed out on the 3-point line.
But James Worthy and Magic Johnson was on that 91 team.
They were all clear.
I'm just saying they both Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Okay. LeBron took a team down with KD, Westbrook, James Harden. Took another team down with Tim Duncan.
Hold on now. All them wasn't in their prime then at that point. Now come on now.
Okay, he took down Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and Kawhi Leonard. That's 4 Hall of Famers. Then he went and took down Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and what's your boy, Draymond Green. Them 3 Hall of Famers right there.
Tell me this.
That might not go to the Hall of Fame. Don't even say
that.
Who might not go to the Hall of Fame?
Oh yeah, they gone.
If Byron Scott's in the Hall of Fame, ain't he? Isn't he?
No.
Should he be?
No.
Okay. Okay. Right. I know AC Green ain't supposed to be in there, but okay. All right, I'll just check.
He in the Hall of Fame.
AC Green ain't in no Hall of Fame.
I thought that was when he told the speech that he ain't never had sex.
No.
Who's laughing at? That's
the only man you remember.
Hey, y'all gonna appreciate. Let me tell you something. Y'all gonna appreciate that man when he gone.
I'm telling you, ain't nothing wrong with that though. What's wrong with that? You laughing at the man?
I'm not laughing at that.
He remembers it.
No, exactly. That's how you came up with it. Not as the basketball player, but as the 80-year-old.
No, I thought that was when he announced that, wasn't it?
No, that man announced that when he still had his player, man.
He was the 80-year-old version. Is that what you said?
That man said he never had sex.
How old was he when he said that?
And because it was the craziest thing to me, because when he announced that, then Magic had AIDS. So we had two different extremes on the same level.
Probably was saying that he lying or something like that. I mean, I'm just saying that AC Green was lying.
They had to scratch their chin then. If he won, If he, well, maybe he's we're tall. He ain't had no vaginal sex. He might have, you know, they out in California.
Now we did a real bipolar show tonight, for real. Come on,
maybe he was on the receiving end. I don't know.
This is a family show.
Hey, man, listen, I ain't mean to start all of this stuff, man. I'm sorry.
Family show. You know,
I did not mean. I did not mean to start all of this foolishness. All
right, now listen. Now, during his playing days, his teammates would frequently send women to tempt him to compromise his morals. Green would respond by calmly quoting scriptures. Calmly quoting scriptures. So there it is.
Calmly.
Now, you imagine what them women look like, too. Now, I want you to imagine that, too, and what they look like. And he still sat up there and said no. That's something.
Amen.
Y'all up here laughing at the man.
I mean,
it's honorable for sure. I mean, that's an honorable thing.
But you know, Shelly, this ain't excluding you. It's excluding you.
Here we go. Yeah.
You know, they probably was like them girls from. Them Catholic schools, you know how they were.
You know what? He was coming back with the try to get a double play. Don't do it. It ain't gonna work, buddy. Not tonight.
Technically, they're still virgins.
Listen, she sat right in and fell right into it.
No, I didn't fall into nothing because we all know the bestest was at you know, private schools. That's why y'all kept trying to come around. So I ain't even worried about what you're talking about right now.
They need to do a scientific experiment on A.C. Green and how he was able to withstand all of that in the 80s if they kept sending women at him like that and him doing that. So all my hats is off to him for doing something like that. That's amazing. Now, what if somebody called him a liar? Now, wouldn't that be something? All right, well, at this time of the show, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to talk about the entertainment, about the entertainment portion of the world. Shelly, give it to us.
Yeah.
I want to hear
give y'all something. I'm going to give y'all some interesting stories tonight. I don't know if I should start with that story, but let me start first with Dana Owen. Everybody loves Queen Latifah, right? Huh? What?
I'm sorry.
You hear that?
Like
you hear them? Papa Kiki said, what's happening?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Papa. Papa's like, what's happening? Anyways, Dana Owens. We all know Dana Owens, better known as Queen Latifah. Her mother, Rita Owens, passed away yesterday. So we would like to have a moment of silence, Papa. Thank you. For Rita Owens and Dana Owens, better known as Queen Latifah. And in other news, I said I was going to save this story for the next story, but we have some of our hosts living in the Atlanta area. And there is such an event that takes place in the Atlanta area called the ATL Orgy. Would any of you know anything about that?
Lord, have mercy.
No,
if you don't hit the same one, I know something, Tap.
You've never heard of that, have you?
What's the website? I'm going to give you the quick and dirty
hint, ATL Orgy. The headline reads, get y'all penicillin ready, little nasty.
Where is it?
I'm not giving you the address. There is no Addy. But you can Google it.
They say we were bipolar.
So
it was on the internet.
I'm reading the headlines. It was all over the internet.
Tommy, you know about it too?
I saw that thing.
It was on the internet. It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to put them outside. Whenever they hear me talking loud and laughing, they want to know who I'm talking to. But anywho, they're supposed y'all conjured that up too, because they didn't usually used to say nothing, but now y'all got them started. But anyway, the ATL orgy. The headline reads: "Get your penicillin ready." Supposedly, it is a $500 entry fee to participate in the festivities. Ew. And they don't have any pictures or anything like that, but supposedly word of mouth is that it is an interesting event that people do like to participate in. I don't recommend it. You know, everybody ain't AC Green out here. Y'all watch yourself. Take care of yourself, baby. You only get one life. Anywho, and the last story for tonight is Black Love wins again. Guess who gets a TV show, everybody? He plays basketball, Amon Schumper, and Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, they got
and
their show coming.
And his beautiful wife Tiana. Yeah, they have a show coming out next week. I believe is the premiere. And their beautiful little girl Junie B. They're going to have a TV show on VH1. And we all know what happens when celebs go on TV and show everybody all their business. Sometimes they end up breaking up. I hope this is not the case for Tiana and Amon, because they're a beautiful couple. And they are on the rise. Hopefully this will put a new level to their game and put them over the top, where I think they both need to be. Very stylish, very talented. You're super cute. So that's it for my celebrity news, my entertainment news.
Well, I got some celebrity news, and this is if you want to see something good that merges the new school with the old school and rap music, and finally, let these rappers rate each other. There's a segment on YouTube now called Rate the Bars, where they grab certain rappers and they give them other person's lyrics, and you just read them. They don't give them the beat, they don't give them nothing, and they let them rate the bars. Joe Budden was giving the bars of Lil Yachty and Lil Uzi Vert, and I'm pretty sure you know what subsequently took place afterwards.
Do they tell you the name of the artist? That's the bar.
No, they don't tell them the name of the artist. No, they just tell you the bars, and just to read them and then you rate them, and they look at the expression on your face.
Whose bars did he get?
Classic, I'm sure.
Remy Ma didn't give nobody above a 2. She said, "All of this is garbage," and it was all big time people. The only one she gave something big to was Fat Joe.
Who else? Joe's rhymes though. All of them.
Yeah, I think she know his rhymes though. So you know, there it is. But Rod Digger was on there as well. She was looking like a professor on there, and was really digging into people's rhymes. T.I., they gave T.I. old Tupac line, and he gave it a 1.5. He said, "Who the hell is this? This is garbage." He said,
"Wow."
So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting.
And it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, that Joe Budden's is the funniest one. Joe Budden is very entertaining.
He is. I wish his rap career was more successful, but he's very entertaining.
I didn't know he had bars like that, because they read some of his, and his was pretty tight. They had Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty,
Lil
Xan, and all the other
little.
I think that the only ones that got a 5 was Meek Mill, Jay-Z, and believe it or not, Jeezy. Somebody gave
Jeezy
a 5.
I keep telling y'all Meek underrated now. I keep trying to tell you this. I'll be honest, I can't listen to none of that crap, man. Meek is a bad boy. I keep it on old school radio station, man.
You can't listen to Meek on there?
No, he screams too much.
No, he doesn't.
I like Meek.
You think he yells a lot? I don't think so.
Meek underrated. Listen to Fall Through or We Ball. You'll change your mind. Listen to Fall Through or We Ball. You'll change
your mind. These young cats, man, I can feel my IQ dropping when I listen to them.
And that's when you listen to Lil Zans and Lil Dread.
What?
Lil Mess like
who
that.
The hell, who the hell
was
Lil Mess? Who was that?
You ain't never heard of Lil Dread in the song. He got a song in the top 10. Nice and Slow.
What?
Look it up. With an old friend.
Oh, that
old. Example.
Oh, something.
Yeah.
I get off the porch. Yeah, something. Okay, yeah.
That's
right.
Him.
That's him.
He's from Miami. He tried to come out to Hallandale. I told him no. I said, you bring that rap crap around here. Nah, boy.
Yeah.
So now.
Nah, you ain't come around. Not with no
crap. Who is it? I hear his one boy from Fort Lauderdale. What Triple X something?
That's the
one
with the dress in the video.
Tentacion, yeah. XXX.
That's the
one
with the dress. Is that the one with the dress in the video?
That's Young Dro. No, that's Young. Whatever that boy.
He with the Rolling Peace with Kodak Black. What's his? I can't say. I can't say his other name.
It's XXX Tentacion. Mm-hmm.
Ain't what
right.
About, the, what about the boy from Fort Lauderdale who who was on the internet with in the wedding dress sticking the, on his
that's
knee
him.
With the gun
oh,
carrier?
That's not
him.
That's not him. That's not him. No, it's
that's
not.
Him. I'm talking, that ain't him.
That's not. No, that's not. You talking about the guy that's wearing the wedding dress with the Uzi with the little Spanish girls just looking a hot mess. That's not XXX Tentacion. Tentacion has his own set of issues. That young man been through a lot.
Crazy.
He's been through a whole lot, and
It
wasn't him though. That was a different guy. I know who you're talking about, but that's not the same person.
He shaved off his eyebrows. I knew something was on him.
Yeah.
Even Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy said something wrong with him.
Yeah.
They interviewed Trick Daddy and asked him about that because he was like. The boy said he went to Booker T High School, but then Trick Daddy said, "How you went to Booker T? He's from Fort Lauderdale." He said, "Something ain't right there."
No, I think he went to South Plantation. He was in jail for a really long time when he was in like his appropriate high school years. He's still really young, but he's in the headlines a lot for domestic violence. He has a lot of like he had a really graphic altercation in. Lockup where he almost killed a guy. Really bloody, gory story. That kid's got a lot of issues. A lot.
Yeah, well, they got to watch out for them streets. See, a lot of these kids, see, they want to look street, but they ain't street. See, like the one rapper, what's the young boy, the new young boy that came out? He got red, yellow, and purple hair, something like that.
6'9" something.
There you go.
Yeah, 6'9".
And he got on there and said, he ain't scared of the streets, and whoever want to see him, come on. And then Lord Jamal.
Now he got all
them
blood.
The streets will test you. Next thing you know, he got jumped on at the airport. They had a video of that.
Yep.
So, just word to the wise, I guess. That's them.
Well, he beefing with the game, right? He beefing with the game right now too. So he beefing with the
Lord.
Game. Yeah. So, but. But that Excacion, whatever his name is, I didn't know he was from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. So you can't listen to Meek. I don't understand, man. Listen,
no,
just
I can't listen
to call through.
You know the only cat I can listen to, man. I can listen to Rick Ross.
You can.
No, I can listen to Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick got a nice little flow.
I can't do these new cats, man. I can't even do Kendrick. You know what? The only new cat I can really get into is the J. Cole kid.
J. Cole? What about
But
Kendrick
I can't
Lamar?
I can't
you
get
like
into
him?
I can't no. Mm-hmm. I can't get into that. It sounds like he's saying something important, but I don't know what he's talking about.
He's a great rapper, man. He really is.
It sounds important, but I mean what
is
he talking about?
Hey,
like Halle Berry and Hallelujah.
That looks like that's our time, ladies and gentlemen. Look like
that's who I'm talking about right there, Tommy. The great JT Money.
JT Money.
if you want to hear some garbage music, you just heard it. So there's the garbage.
If you want to hear some garbage music, listen to the ODB rap and the rest of the garbage cats from Wu Tang Clan.
No.
Other than Method Man.
You don't know nothing about
rap. And Ghostface Killah and Raekwon and the rest of them cats garbage.
There we go, some real rap music. Real rap music. So
it's three dudes in that group, and the rest of them garbage.
Ooh. Oh my God!
And where's the phone? Atlanta.
The dog whisper. That's what a dog whisper. That's what a dog whisper right
there. Anybody listen to that? So there it is.
Cornell,
you got a hip
hop. Cornell, before we go. What you think about JT's son being on Love and Hip Hop and he wanted to
I've seen that, man. Is JT dishonest?
No.
Don't do it.
It's a clip with them chopping it up that never made it. Never made it on air. It's a clip with them chopping it up. I thought that was
well,
pretty
you
cool
know,
with
hey
JT
man.
To be like
hey
that.
Man, you know this is a new era. I can't say none of that.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool of him. Yeah,
no,
was
that
right.
Wasn't cool. No, it wasn't.
No,
but
it wasn't.
You know.
Hey man. Hey, everybody make their own decision.
So I guess you know? Maddie Johnson started cool too, huh?
Nice.
No comment.
Y'all have a good night, man. We out of here.
Pop and Kilo say good night.
Thank y'all for everything. One love.
The dog whisperer.